Southwest Environmental, this is Stephanie. How can I help you?
Hey Stephanie, is Courtney there?
May I ask who's calling?
Yeah, this is Hashem with Cardiff.
Let me see if he's available. Give me one second.
Sure, thank you.
Okay, so then those socks that you sent me were wrong.
Sir?
Yeah.
He actually is not in the office anymore. Would you like for me to transfer you to his voicemail?
Yeah, sure, unless maybe you can point me in the right direction. Does there happen to be like a controller or CFO or someone like that around? I was calling from Cardiff and I was calling regarding some financing that was done with Union Bank, and I had him here as the point of contact for the finances of the company. Do you know if anyone else might be able to handle something like that?
The only person that comes to mind is her name is Barbara, but she isn't in the office today
She's
either.
also out.
Yeah, I mean, she may come in tomorrow, so if you like, you can try your luck on calling in tomorrow. We can see if we
Tomorrow.
can help you out.
Sure. You wouldn't happen to know of anything that might be coming up, right? If they had any projects or if they were looking to bring on equipment or anything like that. Because we were in touch in March, and we were told to follow up as we get closer towards the end of the year here, and
Okay.
just kind of wanted to see if any of that had come up or not.
Unfortunately, I don't know any of that. But again, I'm just, you know, like a receptionist, so I'm not. I can't really. I don't know what it is that they're doing. Upstairs.
No, of course, I understand.
Yeah.
Who do you think would be better to talk to? Like, maybe more reachable? Would it be the controller or would it be Courtney?
It would probably be Courtney, considering the matter. So I would say it would best
Right.
be Courtney. But you can try calling in tomorrow morning and see if he's here. And then, or I, again, like I said, I could transfer you to his voicemail, and whenever he comes in, he could give you a call.
Sure, yeah, we can do that. Is he, you think he's better to talk to or, more likely to be in contact with me, or would it be her that's more likely to, because I know usually the business owner, is he the owner, correct?
Courtney, yes.
Yeah, I don't know, usually based on, all the other companies I've been talking to, they've been the busier ones,
Yes.
so they haven't really had much time, so I was just wondering if the controller might be somebody, who might be more, reachable.
Well, probably her as well. So let me see. What I'm gonna do is I'm just gonna write down your name and a phone number that you could be reached at, and I'll
Absolutely.
leave her a message, and then again, I'll still transfer you to the voicemail of Courtney just
Perfect.
in case.
Perfect. That'd be great.
Okay, so the first and last name?
Sure. My first name is Hashem. That's Hashem, as in mother at the end. And last name is Yusuf. That's Y-O-U. S as in Sam. E, and then F as in Frank. And I'm calling from Cardiff. That's Cardiff, like Frank at the end. And I was calling regarding some financing that was done with Union Bank.
Okay.
And I was following up on an offer that was sent out about 2 weeks ago to the business. And yeah, I was just trying to get in contact with Courtney because I know we had been in touch in March.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let me see. And do you know if there's a phone number that we could reach you at?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Sorry about that. It's 858-252-1499. And that's a direct dial. There's no extension there.
Okay, so 858-252-1499.
That is correct.
Okay. All right. So I'll just go ahead and transfer you to Courtney's voicemail, and hopefully one of them will get to you as soon as it can.
Perfect. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
No problem. Have a nice day.
You too. Take care.
Hi, this is Courtney. I'm not here right now. Leave a message. I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
Begin recording at the tone. Finish by pressing pound.
Hey Courtney, this is Hashem with the Bank of Cardiff. Sorry I missed you, but I'm actually just looking to follow up on a finance offer that we had sent out to the business about 2 weeks ago now. And looks like we had pre-approved you for 250,000, so I was just kind of hoping that you had a chance to take a look at it. But, you know, I'm sure you get a bunch of these all the time and you end up just kind of tossing them out. So I thought I'd give you a nice little personal call here. Anyway, little background on us. We're a private business bank out in San Diego, California, and we specialize in equipment financing as well as working capital. Think of working capital as kind of a relatively new lending product, really, that allows you to access more cash than your traditional line of credit. Very similar, however, it is an unsecured cash loan, so there is no collateral on your end. You're not going to have to put up your home or anything like that in order to get it. And typically, we can get you 10 to 15% of your top line revenue is unsecured cash. So we can get you more money than a line of credit for less risk, basically. And the offer was actually based on your DNB credit profile and some past financing that was done with Union Bank, if you recall. And just based on that borrowing history that you had there, we were able to pre-approve you with us here for $250K. So I just kind of wanted to touch base with you and see how business was going, see if you guys had any upcoming plans for any growth or expansion in the company, if you were looking to bring on any additional equipment, take advantage of your Section 179 this year. Or, you know, you had some projects put to the side due to some funding issues or anything, really. Give me a call back when you get the chance. My number is 858-252-1499. Thank you, and you have a good rest of your day. Take care.